Hello, Mark Hopkins here from the Mark and Daryl Show. You may recognize me yesterday from our Election Day special we broadcast on Open Podcast. Yes, it was the funny production with the bad production quality. Yeah, my sound levels were too low. Anyway, we never finished up. We never got to learn whether or not Ricky actually got his vote done. Just so happens I have Ricky McGill right here, producer for the Mark and Daryl Show, willing to comment. Ricky, take it away.
Thank you very much. Just an update here. I do feel vindicated. I am vindicated. I will rescind my lawsuit against the Democratic National Party. I just wanted to make sure, because we got 4 more years of Bush. Thank you. And I'm very happy, even though the Democrats tried to foil my plans to vote. I got it through. We are victorious. Hail President Bush. Thank you, and everyone have a good day.
Well, this is one reporter, Mark Hopkins, here, saying that I, for one, welcome our new Republican overlords. And I want to also say that, in light, at 3:25, I was about to make a post, but for some reason, sleep got the better of me. I wanted to say, because it looked like that Kerry was going to make a push to sue for the presidential slot, much in the same way that Al Gore did last time. He was, the campaign manager was, senior campaign advisor was saying, well, we're going to look at this very strong, put the statements in very strong words, and then it was leaked to the press. There was over 3,500 lawyers in Cleveland ready to go on this whole election lawsuit thing. And a lot of people thought, oh, Lord, another quagmire on the way. But to me, I see this as an opportunity. Everybody's heard the joke. What do you call 100,000 lawyers at the bottom of the ocean? The answer, of course, is a good start. I think you see where I'm going. Anyway, be sure to tune into the Mark and Daryl Show from 8 to midnight this weekend on Sunday, Eastern Standard Time, of course. I'm Right comes on this Friday at 6 o'clock. We'll try to get some open phones going so we can get your comments. That's it. It's on rantradio.com. Give it a listen. Thank you for listening to the Open Podcast Election Day Special follow-up with Ricky McGill's quest to vote, and he was victorious, and so was George Bush.